Fighting for America.
The federal agents informed the crowd that if they kept advancing, they would open fire on the crowd.
It was scary to think that shots could be fired. It definitely was scary. Everyone was thinking, could this be another Ruby Ridge? Could this be another Waco?
Fighting for Idaho.
We're starting to realize that we have a government with unlimited power.
To be able to come to decimate us and to reduce us to absolute despotism.
Fighting for you.
Morgan, Kevin, I just wanted to take an opportunity to thank you for real journalism.
Kevin, I just wanted to thank you for going to Nevada and getting the truth to us.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
You're the only talk show that I really listen to.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. We're joined by our great friend, Tim Graham of the Media Research Center. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO. So here we have the great Benghazi dump, if you will. And still, David Plouffe yesterday says it's all political and we're all delusional, even though we want to find out the answers to what happened to those four Americans. Are you surprised?
Well, yes, because at this point, it should be obvious to everyone that these people lied their way into getting reelected. That, you know, obviously what was happening here was we had a terrorist attack on our consulate on 9/11/2012, and they had to figure out how do we get this story killed and get it killed fast. So they tried to create this wacky theory that it was all about some Islamophobic video, and it had nothing to do with the State Department providing almost no security, that there was something that they did that was wrong. And the thing they did worse was they sent Susan Rice, who's been promoted to UN ambassador, or promoted to national security advisor, sent her out on five Sunday shows to sell this bizarre theory that it was a video, when the people inside the government knew that was not the case. And so, yes, these new emails that came out last week, because of the group Judicial Watch suing for them, really underlined again that the Obama people were not forthcoming with Congress in giving them the material they needed to know to piece together what happened. So obviously, not only did they lie on television on five shows, they lied by omitting these documents to Congress.
Well, Tim, how powerful, though, is the narrative by the media that just soaks up whatever the administration's selling, far different than what we saw with President Reagan, far different than what we saw with President Nixon?
Certainly, and I think that there is a, you know, this is the spin they're left with, is to say, you're obsessive, you're delusional, you can't let this go. What difference does it make? We've heard that line. And so they're basically trying to say, we don't want this story to be a narrative in the 2014 elections any more than we wanted it to be a narrative in 2012, even though we lied our faces off. And so, yes, I think the network's approach to this is to treat it as somehow delusional, because they pretty much skip over it. They want to preserve a narrative that there is no such thing as an Obama scandal, which at this point is rather ludicrous. And I think that we all understand that any president at any time is going to have a scandal of some sort with one of his people or with one of his policies. These people are actually trying to suggest that Obama is perfect.
Right. Despite everything else that's going on, the unemployment and everything else, or the gas prices, as someone who watches the media from the Media Research Center, what's the impact this has had on the president's approval, and what's the impact it's had on the country itself?
Well, his approval is pretty low, and this is one of those things where you just have to say that's because it's not because of what we call the mainstream press. These people are, one, they're not mainstream, and two, they don't act like a press. I mean, they act like advertisers, and their job is to advertise that Obama's clean and shiny has great teeth. So, I mean, the fact that his approval rating is low is basically in spite of their coverage and not because they've done anything right. So, I mean, it is troublesome for them, and so what the networks try to do then is give 18 seconds to the poll they did. Now, we can go back, yes, to this time in 2006 under George W. Bush. And when he had a poll with about these same approval ratings, they were like, oh, and now 5 minutes on how terrible Bush's numbers are. So these are the contrasts. This is what we try to do. We've got the records. We can go back to 06 and show you. They do it two different ways.
Tim at 580KIDO, what's the biggest buffer the president has had with the press? Is it Benghazi?
Well, I would have to say to you that the biggest trouble and the biggest problem is Obamacare. And I honestly think that that's a major reason for his approval ratings. I think there's still a lot of people in the country who might not understand the entire Benghazi story. They certainly may not be able to locate it in one particular country or even on the continent of Africa. I think Obamacare is the troublesome story. These new polls from the network show that the approval for Obamacare is no better right now than it was during the botched rollout. That's the thing that's going to cause him trouble in the fall midterms. This is the thing that the networks have tried. Again, most of this year, they have not talked about it. Whatever Obama has trouble with, they don't talk about. You know what kind of Obama stories they do? Oh, there's an Easter egg roll today. Oh, you know, they try to do the stories. For example, last week the White House rolled out an effort to be against rape on campus. Oh, well, I'm sure we can find somebody who's for rape on campus. I mean, come on. This is what they do, is they assign him all the positive attributes they can find. And if George W. Bush, in the middle of 2006, said, I'm going to do this initiative about rape on campus, here's what the networks would have done. Oh, that's sheer advertising and public relations. We're not putting that on our airwaves.
Right. Right. So what impact does that have on the public?
Well, again, I think that it's about the whole picture that voters get. So the whole picture that voters get between the news media, between the Entertainment Tonight shows, between Michelle Obama turning up on Parks and Rec, they are liked, they are celebrities, but people don't like what they're giving us. Obviously, these policies that they've given us aren't exactly turning out. The economy is not exactly a dynamo. I think if you look at the polls right now, it's beginning to look like a very good year for the Republicans. And so I think what we anticipate in the months ahead is them, one, trying to promote individual Democrats. We saw this last week where they were promoting Clay Aiken, who's the pop star who's running for Congress in North Carolina. Yesterday on ABC, they were promoting Senator Al Franken, who's up for reelection this year, barely edged in last time around. In the year Obama was elected, they're trying their part to promote the Democrats, and they're gonna do their best to rip the Republicans apart. So watch them find little gaffes and things like that, and try to knock Republicans either into resigning or into losing their elections.
Tim Graham joining us from the Media Research Center. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO, but I thought the press was supposed to report the news and not advocate for the news.
Yes. Well, that is our civics textbook, is the media and democracy is supposed to come up and tell us what happened today. Sadly, the way that it is today in the nature of our news media, if you watch the news media as much as we do, what our political reporters do most of all is tell us what's going to happen next. They're not really great at telling us what happened today or what happened yesterday. They are all obsessed with what's going to happen next. They're always, you know, they should all carry crystal balls next to their microphones. And yes, they treat our politics like a game, like a sports event, that Obama's always winning. So, I mean, I think that they're not good at explaining, you know, what are these policies, what is the debate, what are the two sides, what are the two solutions to this problem. They just don't do a lot of that. You certainly don't get that on television. I mean, television news has never been that terrific an educator. But, you know, to television today, and especially in like this, a second term of a Democrat, it's not very serious. They're going to spend a lot more time on weather and disasters. And this morning it was, you know, the circus accident which is an engrossing story, but that's what they're going to do instead of our government.
Well, Tim, you bring this up, and I go to MRC.org, and let's just look at the headlines. NBC, CBS ignore congressional hearings on Benghazi. NBC gives 28 seconds, this is the Today Show, to the Benghazi emails. And ABC ignores own poll showing Obama's lowest approval rating ever. And then I love this one. NBC poll finds half of Americans disapprove of Obama. Chuck Todd sees improvement.
Right. Right. Well, they are going to look at their poll and find wherever the bright side is. And they'll say, hey, it's not as bad. We found there's a silver lining in outside this dark cloud. And this is what they do. If they have to report on the poll that they did, that they paid for, well, they're going to find the silver lining in here. But, yes, absolutely. The fact that Republicans in the House have a hearing, the networks by nature, it's like they have a rule book that says, thou shalt not cover Republican hearings. Because, obviously the Republicans are political, so you can't trust it. Well, look, again, Obama having an event at the White House to be against rape on campus is just as political. And there they were. I mean, NBC had a story last week where they ran like 90 seconds of White House video. I mean, could they look any more like they're there to publicize what the White House wants publicized? They really look like an official mouthpiece instead of an independent network. And you don't have to be jerks to be independent. You know, being fair and tough, an objective, it's a good goal. It's too bad nobody seems to think today that it's much of a goal to pursue.
Well, let me ask you this. How much better would the world be, or more informed would the country be, if we had Donald Sterling-like coverage on the Benghazi issue?
No, exactly right. I mean, we counted the 165 minutes, just on the three networks, morning and evening shows, 165 minutes. And, of course, in the evenings, we're really only talking about 19 minutes of news time after you get your commercials and promos out of the way. 165 minutes on this because, again, it confirms what the news media want to sell, and that is America's a deeply, deeply racist country, and we're just going to burrow right into that. And give it as much as we can possibly give. Because, again, it also plays into the narrative of if Obama's approval rating is low, it might be because we're a deeply, deeply racist country.
Well, let's delve into this. Were you surprised, and people at the Media Research Center, when they monitor the Sterling coverage here at 580 KIDO, at just the allegations of Sterling that went unchallenged, the threats of violence, the threats of we're going to have a Rodney King-like situation that the Clippers organization, because of Sterling, is inherently racist, and not one journalist challenged these folks. I was amazed.
Yeah, no, they get into a mentality where there is nothing, you know, everything Obama does, there's like a protective bubble. And then Sterling's a magnet. So every evil thing that happens to him or at him, you know, that's all something they're just going to leave alone. I mean, they did seem to get just a little bit sympathetic when he has a cancer diagnosis. But, I mean, it's been unremittingly negative. And we can turn ourselves around and say, let's just imagine for an argument's sake that TMZ acquires a tape of Al Sharpton talking about whites being evil and stupid, and you shouldn't associate yourself with the white devil. Now, here's the first thing the networks would do, especially NBC. Well, that's an improperly recorded tape. It's probably doctored. You know, they would be dismissing it. They certainly wouldn't be giving it 165 minutes unless they could turn it into some sort of, oh, there's obviously an evil conspiracy to get Sharpton. You know, and that's the whole point, is that people need to understand. It's one thing to say, yes, this is rather jaw-dropping, racist things that he said on this tape. But on the other hand, again, we have to ask ourselves, to what degree is this being used to basically demean the entire country?
And I think you've hit the nail on the head here. And I heard yesterday on the sports reporters, don't tell me it's the First Amendment. And I'm thinking, you know, Larry Flint went to the Supreme Court to protect offensive speech, and just the disinformation about people's right to speak that's permeating from the Sterling coverage is alarming.
Well, let's underline something very clearly here, and that is the left wing in America today, the liberal movement in America today, doesn't really believe in free speech. They believe in squelching it. Look at what's happening here again in commencement season, that Brandeis had to retract its graduation invitation to Ion Hirsi-Ali. Now it happened here a day or two ago. That Condi Rice stepped down from speaking at the graduation at Rutgers. That's because liberals say, you will not speak. We will shut you down. And this is where, yes, they don't get to pose as the defenders of free speech. You know, they're all perfectly friendly if Larry Flint is running down Jerry Falwell's mother. That was great. They enjoyed that. So therefore, that speech was protected because, frankly, they enjoyed that speech. Jerry Falwell had that coming. And so that's really the way they judge these things, is a pornographer is their kind of fella. And so this is the reality of the situation that we live in. It's somebody like Ion Hirsi-Ali, who is a women's rights activist, gets banned from campus because she's going to say unfavorable things about Islam.
Well, that's what you're up against. Tim Graham, Media Research Center. More coming up with Tim in a minute. Kevin Miller here, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
On Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Our great friend Tim Graham joining us from the Media Research Center. Always some great information that you're not going to get anywhere else. Tim, is there any hope for the Republic here? And you know, I look at how these stories are written, and I'm looking at people, whether it's Donald Sterling, whether it's Benghazi, and I don't think that we're producing folks that have the critical thinking skills anymore that you grew up with, that I've grown up with.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, obviously you hope that everybody who decides to vote has some critical thinking skills, or they're just not going to get in line. All right? You can disagree with me, but what's really upsetting is when you're going to cancel my vote, where you're going to vote for somebody because they look nice, or you like the way they sound on TV, or that's who Beyonce told you to vote for. We don't get to set that, you know, we don't get to stop those people from voting. I think the whole key here is we have an alternative media. We are getting the message out about what the media, the so-called mainstream media, is trying to avoid. This is what we've been doing for a very long time. That's why people come every day to newsbusters.org. We got the videos. We got the quotes. We're going to show you what they're doing and what they're not doing. And it just makes you, hopefully, a more educated media consumer. And even if you're not the biggest conservative in the world, if you're just a reasonable person, you can get a sense of these people do not play fair.
Well, they don't play fair, but I'm worried about the nitwits that just soak it up. Let's take a look at the Clive and Bundy situation. Mr. Bundy says some things horrific, and yet everybody throws out his argument with the BLM, whether he was right or wrong, just based on statements taken in and out of context, depending on your beliefs there. And I was amazed, you know, here locally, we went down there to cover it, and people are attacking us just for reporting the story.
Yeah, I think that out here in the East, there's really no understanding of what the Western land issues are all about. And, you know, as much as the BLM is a central part of the political discussion there, here they have no idea what you're talking about. So, I mean, I think in this case, they just wanted it to be a case of here's a Fox News celebrity or a Fox News issue that got blown up when this guy started saying ignorant racist things. And then they said, see, this is what the Fox viewer is naturally like. I mean, that's why the funny part is they weren't covering this story when the story was over aggressive federal prosecution. They waited until he said something racist. Then it's a story. So, I mean, again, their news judgment is a very political judgment. It's very much based on what they think the MSNBC viewer wants to see. And that becomes part of the issue. I think, again, we don't have a media which asks the question, why on earth does the federal government own, you know, 85 or 90% of some of these Western states? I don't think people out here have any idea that that's the case. And then you start asking yourself the question, you know, if we got a $1 trillion deficit, maybe we should play real estate agents.
Hey, I have to get you out on this one. What about Matthew Dowd, again, from MRC.org, telling Republicans to get over it, get off repeal? This is the law of the land. Admit reality. Never mind, as you point out, the dysfunctional website, millions of Americans who've lost their health insurance and face higher premiums, sky-high deductibles. We have Matthew Dowd, one of the old Bushies, telling Republicans, get over it.
Yes, this is called the media's favorite Republican, right? I mean, this is what they do, is they take somebody who worked for Bush, who now works for ABC, and as much as he might have towed the Bush line when he was with Bush, now he's towing the ABC line when he's with ABC. This is the kind of person, yes, that you really, we tend to hammer on the most, because they're presented to people as Bush pollsters, and then they say stuff like, Republicans need to be realistic and surrender on Obamacare. This is what the real fight about media bias is, and that is, what is quote-unquote reality in politics? What is politically feasible? What is something that can be done versus something that cannot be done? And that's defining those parameters. That's what the media bias battle is all about.
Well, Tim Graham, we're glad you're with us. We appreciate it. MRC.org. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Always appreciate those guys. Newsbusters and MRC.org. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
We don't have to redouble our efforts. We have to redouble our demand. We have to redouble our demand that that the House of Representatives takes up a legislation that's going to match the strong bill that came out of the United States Senate.
Will they or won't they? Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Will the House sell us out concerning amnesty and immigration? Also, and again, we apologize, we were at the Bundy Ranch last week. What about this story involving this 74-year-old gay veteran who, in fact, wants to be buried with the veterans? Let's take a listen.
Cemetery, and you can see how big the toll of sacrifice and service really is. Those whose final resting place is with their fellow brothers and sisters in arms. While Madeline Taylor has earned that right to be buried here because of her 6 years of service in the Navy, her now deceased wife can't join her because Idaho law doesn't recognize their marriage.
I'm not surprised. I've been discriminated against for 70 years. You know, they might as well discriminate against me in death as well as life.
The Division of Veterans Services says there is nothing they can do because they have to follow the Idaho Constitution, which says, quote, a marriage between a man and a woman is the only domestic legal union that shall be valid or recognized in this state, even though heterosexual veterans can be buried with a spouse. Taylor was hoping the cemetery would approve it since their ashes would fit in one spot on the wall.
It's not taking up any more space to have both of us in there. And I don't see where the ashes of a couple old lesbians is going to hurt anybody.
Gay couples are already allowed to be buried together at national veteran cemeteries, but the one in Boise is a state cemetery. The decision prompted Taylor to join the cause of Add the Four Words during the last legislative session, hoping a change would allow her to have her final wish. Taylor says she refused to be buried anyplace else other than her hometown and plans to keep her fight going for the rest of her life and even beyond.
I'll have the paperwork and both of our ashes in someone's care so that they can put it in when they get the laws changed.
There you have it. The 74-year-old self-described old lesbian is denied burial with her spouse because of Idaho law. Say it ain't so. And in Idaho, marriage is between a man and a woman, but don't worry, there's a federal lawsuit that's going to try and undo that. To Pro-Life at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, there was just, well, the gay veteran, whatever a government recognizes, anything having to do with sexual perversion or adultery, fornication, pornography, any kind of a sexual sin, then it legitimizes that in the minds of lots of people. And so that's how we go down the road of destroying ourselves morally, when the government takes a position that the gay woman can be buried next to her gay person, next to her partner. And the Idaho Supreme Court just ruled in February that a lesbian couple can adopt children. And to those children engaged in that marriage, in that lesbian relationship, you can't call it a marriage. And in the news report, it said this woman at the cemetery, you know, she was the wife. Now, that they're using language that is not proper. And so we're just getting all mixed up. We're destroying ourselves. And there will be no economic prosperity as long as we go along with sexual immorality. And so I don't know if, you know, all these politicians are promising us that they're going to get us some more jobs, some more prosperity. But Idaho has a reputation as being, we're becoming lax on sexual morals. And so the people that really work and are prosperous, have good morals, good Christian homes, they won't move here. They'll find some other place because we'll become liberal. And we need to be.
Some say that the libs are already taking over now.
Yeah, they're starting to take over, and we have to push back on that. And I don't hate them. I just tell them that they're
wrong. So should the gay veteran have her wife, partner, buried next to her?
No, of course not. That's absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, our Supreme Court needs to, all of those guys need to be put out of office. There's five of them. One of them is a professed Christian, Mr. Eisman.
Pro-Life, thank you for the call. We go to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot at 580-KIDO.
So how are you this morning, Kevin?
Well, Tea Party Bob, I'm living the dream. Now, you are a great supporter of this program, and we are a great supporter of you, and we want to use this time to remind everybody that we've only got about a week left in the best of the Treasure Valley. We would love for folks to vote. I know you voted 27 times.
I voted on three computers.
On the best of the Treasure Valley, Section 13. And that does send a message because, you know, last year it was Channel 7. This year we'd like to do very well with the Statesman's Poll.
Well, I'm not so sure about the Statesman's Poll. It's not my favorite newspaper, but if we can help you, that'll be fine.
Well, and, you know, Tea Party Bob, since you do contribute, I know there's something very important that you, as a contributor to this program, would like to let everybody know about tonight.
Well, the Idaho Conservatives are going to hold a forum for the GOP candidates, and it's going to be tonight, 5 to 10, at the Boise State University Special Events Center. That's 1910 University Drive, and you can park in a Lincoln garage.
Now, we don't need to do parking. Come on, this is not public service radio. Come on.
Look, this is an opportunity.
Wait a minute. Here are people that are smart, that are intelligent, are going to vote. They don't need to worry about parking.
Yeah, a lot of them do.
I'm a parkophobe myself, but.
No, actually, I think this is great. I think it's an opportunity to get to hear some of the candidates. I assure you Governor Otter will not be there.
What I'd like for you to do, because this is a trade deal,
right,
all right?
Right.
I'd like to you to let everybody know, and you don't have a problem promoting this program, if you would give us a plug there tonight.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I don't know how much I'm going to get to do. I'm going to be taking videos down there.
Well, you and your little videos, that's
maybe
great.
We can just put a sign up. KIDO was here.
KIDO wasn't there, but, you know, since...
I'm there for KID.
Well, so, yes, but I need, you know, this is a, we live hand to mouth here. As I explained to Rusty Smurz 2 hours ago.
You know how I know that?
How? Yes, because you hang out here, yes.
Yes.
when you're not on sabbatical. However, at 580KIDO, let me just say this, that, you know, we'd like a few announcements tonight.
A few announcements. I don't know. I'm not running a show.
Well,
but,
then, you know, then how and we can, how, you're a businessman. That's not good business of me to.
Hey, listen.
Wait a minute. No. That's not good business of me to, you know, everybody's a taker. Who's the giver besides you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly try to help you out.
Isn't that not fair of me to ask this group that really wants to come on, that people pay good money to be on, hey, listen to Kevin Miller every morning, 580KIDO.
Well, I try to do that every morning.
Well, no, you're getting defensive now. However, and you're obfuscating. However,
just being a politician. I'm deflecting.
And I know. That's what I'm saying. And I think that someone there, whether you're saying that you're too busy to help us, thanks, Tea Party Bob.
I'm not too busy.
I think if these groups really support conservative causes instead of supporting themselves, they should urge their folks to listen to this program in the morning.
Well, I don't know.
Is that asking too much?
Wait a minute.
Right, but you tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
I think that whoever gets up there that introduces Timmy, Willie, and Billy, the candidates, that they should say, by the way, let's help that curmudgeon, Kevin Miller, at 580KIDO. He's a little sensitive guy. He's got the physique of a bell pepper. And please listen to him in the morning for the conservative message.
Well, I'm going to get that word out as much as I can, buddy.
See, you're not answering the question.
I'll
see,
be out there
you have left.
Out. You know how many people I'll be talking to?
You left the fold. See, you're great. However, we've sitting there and given you something
that is.
I
didn't leave the fold. You threw me out.
Well, laws are laws. However, I don't think it's asking too much that there are several announcements there, considering that they've just gotten a everybody takes, nobody gives, except you. You ever notice that?
I do notice that it's awful hard to find givers anymore.
Yeah, a lot of takers. Anyway, I got to go.
Hey, listen, you have yourself a great day, and get back to those schools. I want to hear what's going on.
All right. Thank you very much, Tea Party Bob, the Gem State Patriot. We appreciate him. By the way, Rolling Hills Charter School, on Thursday we will be there. We thank them for, well, promoting our school, securing our future. We go to Kay in Boise, 580KIDO, with Kevin Miller in the morning. Hello, Kay.
Hi. I was just wondering, what if a veteran is a polygamist and they have six or seven spouses, should they be able to allow all of them to be buried with them? And I might mention that, what, there's something like 36 states that have the same marriage laws that Idaho has, and homosexual marriages are not legal. It's just between one man and one woman. I guess that's two questions.
However, that would be a lot of plots, and I agree with you. Once you redefine marriage one way, what's the limit? And number two, which is underreported, and you're very smart to bring this up, Kay, that the law of the land in the majority of the states is marriage is between a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have states that go gay, it's because of the legislature. It's because of a federal judge. I have yet to see a state vote in same-sex marriage. It hasn't happened.
Right. So if you're going to if they say that they're discriminating against gay people, then they could say, well, they can't discriminate against polygamists either. I mean, this thing could just go on and on and on. See, I tell people that I have two spouses. Ever since my husband had died, my cat and my dog and I have been a family. And if I was a veteran, I'd want my cat and my dog to be buried with me out there. Huh.
I think that's promo worthy. Thank you. I don't think she got that. Look, you want to get married to Poochie and Fido? Who am I to say? We all have issues and questions. 8:51, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely.
John Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:57, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Coming up, don't forget Glenn Beck. In addition to that, keep it here for Dave Ramsey, your chance to win $1,000 when you hear the cue to call. For more information, 580KIDO.com. Big news tonight, Jack is back. Will 24 still have the same pulse, the same vibe that it did however many years ago? We'll talk about that tomorrow. And again, getting back to a couple issues here today at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, I just find it interesting that we have people that continue to want to redefine the process. And the lack of critical thinking skills is becoming evident in the way people have just become wishy-washy. Where is the principle? That's why we need you to support us. If you get a chance, just go to the web, go to the Statesman, go to the Best of the Treasure Valley. Give us a vote, please. It will do so much for us here. We really appreciate it. Let's get you to work safely and on time. 8:59, don't forget, coming up this Thursday, we'll be at Rolling Hills Charter School, promoting our schools, supporting our future, courtesy of CapEd. Do appreciate that. And remember, early voting has started. Vote early, vote often. Whether it's us for the Best of the Treasure Valley, Best Local Radio Personality, or for your favorite political candidate. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith. Serving